a couple of weeks away. Got a big graduation coming up this weekend, of course, with McCook Public Schools. School right around the corner. Let's start first with the graduation. Everything's a go. Graff Event Center coming up in just a few short days.
Yeah, that's right. We have it coming up here on Friday evening and our late afternoon, and we're really excited about being able to honor our students who have earned the right to be called graduates of McCook High School.
Now, as far as who can go in and watch graduation, who can't, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's limited to, I think, each student had, what, 8 tickets. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We had to do some things to limit the number of individuals coming into the facility. There are some guidelines that we have to follow. We had to provide a plan to the Department of Health and make sure that that was approved. And to do that, we had to limit the number of guests for each student that's graduating. So we handed out, I know we, Mr. Gross is really the one that's involved with putting all this together, but he, I believe he sent tickets out either already or he's going to do that Wednesday, maybe tomorrow when they have their practice. He'll be giving tickets to each of the students so that they can have their family attend.
Now, I'm sure you're going to be streaming. For those who can't go, you're going to be streaming this, I think, McCookBison.org, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, that's the plan, is to stream that live for everybody and so that others can have access who cannot come in person.
So as far as graduation, everything will go for Friday. And, again, streaming purposes will be there as well. Then, hey, a couple of weeks after that, we get into the month of August coming up this weekend and the start of school. And a lot of folks, I know you and I talked at the last board recap. You were coming out with, a 35-page document on what was going on with schools. Tell us the latest on what kids will be going through and teachers as well be going through when school opens up here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we were able to put that document, that reopening guide to schools, together, and it's been on our website. I believe we shared it with you, Rich, and some of the other media outlets. I know we've also put it on our Facebook pages. So if people want to access that, they can go to our McCookBison.org website. There's a window a little bit down over to the right on the right side of the screen that says Bison Health and COVID. It's under that. You open up that window, and there's a link to that quick reference guide. So it's just giving our parents and our students guidance and also our teachers guidance on how things are going to work once school begins on August 18th. And we're really excited about, right now we're really excited about being able to start up on time, and it looks like we're going to be able to do that, knock on wood, and not have an altered schedule. And like I've said before, Rich, we're going to try to open school as normal as possible, but that doesn't mean there aren't some changes. There will be some changes. One of those will be, for example, students who ride any of our school vehicles, just due to the closeness and the contained environment of one of our school vehicles, students on our vehicles will have to wear masks. When students come to our classrooms, they'll see that there are partitions set up in classrooms, and some teachers may be wearing face shields and masks, depending on what type of environment they're in. And so hopefully we stay in yellow, and that's kind of the environment. There might be other times where we ask students to wear masks if they're having to do work in close proximity to other students for extended periods of time or just other places within the school system. But our hope is to allow any student that wants to do that at any time, but not to mandate that unless we get to an elevated level in our area of Nebraska. And if we do, then we would be mandating masks for our students and staff.
I think that's a million-dollar question. Everybody's kind of wondering, and maybe if they didn't see the document, is were masks going to be required in school or not? They can if they want, but they're not. It's not required if they don't want to.
Right. There might be, like I said, there might be times where we ask students to put on masks because of the environment that they're in. But most of the time, students will be able to make that choice for themselves. We're doing a lot of things to try to mitigate and reduce the likelihood of infection. So we're doing a lot of grouping, keeping students in groups at the elementary levels. Like I said, we're doing partitioning. We're adding different lunch times so that we can disperse kids out during lunch so that we can try to social distance. We're going to try to maximize our space as best we can in our classrooms. It is important for everyone to understand we can't get 6 feet apart in most of our classrooms. There just isn't enough classroom space. But we do have partitions being put up and those types of things to try to prevent the spread of any infection in case someone comes down with the virus within the school system.
And of course, all eyes are too on the sports aspect of it all. I know the NSAA, you follow a lot by what they go on and what the local health departments as well. And I'm sure more information. They've already said a week or so ago there that everything's a go for fall sports, but haven't heard anything on like the fans. Are fans going to be allowed or just parents or whatsoever? I'm sure more info on that coming up here pretty soon as well.
Yeah, I think that we're going to have to put together plans, much like we're doing for graduation, plans for how to kind of control the fans and the social distancing at our facilities or at our athletic facilities. It's just one of the things that we're going to have to get used to for this school year. We're going to be doing some things and educating the community on that before our first event. We hope that we have a really healthy start to the school year. We hope all of our opponents are healthy as well. I've seen, you know, they canceled the East-West All-Star game because of one infection. And they were, I think it was the next day, they were playing. So, you know, I want, if our competition gets sick, I could see our kids' schedules kind of get changed with very little notice. And so hopefully we're able to participate and have a fairly normal fall schedule with sports. But I'm just kind of being pragmatic here a little bit and assuming that there's going to be some changes. There's probably going to be some schedule changes. There's going to be event changes, transportation issues, illness issues, social distancing. All those things are going to have a few little changes for our kids and our fans. But I really want our activities to be in place. I think activities are extremely important for our kids. I'm looking out my window right now, and we're having a football camp, and I'm excited to see our kids out on that field and engaging with each other. I think it's really healthy for our kids to engage. I think it's part of what makes our school system in our country just outstanding is our activities. And so I really want our kids to participate, and I hope we're healthy, and I hope all of our opponents are healthy too.
In the meantime, in all your buildings, your teachers, everybody in the buildings getting ready for the start of school. First day is going to be coming up when now?
August 18th will be when most of our students start. We do have a little bit of a staggered start for our junior high and high school. So all students will either start, all students will have started by August 19th. So I know grade 7, 8, and 10, 11, and 12 all start on August 19th. So that's the plan, and we're looking forward to getting it rolling. I'm looking forward to see students in our schools again. It'll be exciting.
And I know you'll have some registrations for all those students for your schools coming up here pretty soon as well.
Yeah, the high school I know has a really in-depth registration process, and so that's coming up. So be alert for notifications on what times and what days you need to come up for that. If there's any other information you want directly from your school building, feel free to call the buildings. All of our buildings are going to be staffed here this week or by the beginning of next week. So if you have any questions, go ahead and give the buildings a call.
Mr. Norgaard, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. Have a great week. And, hey, we'll hopefully have a great graduation coming up on Friday night.
Yes, absolutely. We also have prom on that following evening, so we're excited about that as well.
It is a busy weekend. I forgot about prom being this weekend as well. Yeah.
It's already kicking off here. This is a unique year and a unique experience, but it's good for our kids to be able to participate in these events, so we're looking forward to it.